You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, just a quick reminder that if you're going to be making any purchases on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, please go to www.9to5.cc first and click the links in the sidebar or at the bottom of the page to support the site. It makes no difference to you, but it really helps us out a lot. Enjoy the show. Thanks. Notes are handwritten, but then I just mic stuff, so I don't need to worry about it later. It's the best.
Good way to do it,
man. So first of all, yeah. I want to know how to pronounce your name.
Goobler.
Goobler. Matthew Gray Goobler.
Goobler. Between Gubbler, Gobbler, I've heard it all. Giebler, the Giebler elves.
Cool. And you are an American hero.
Oh.
I understand, because you stayed on the boat with Steve Zissou.
I did, yeah! High five, the one intern. I'm getting an A. Yeah, oh, thanks, man.
Exactly. And you're here for two movies.
I am.
Which I guess is exciting.
So exciting. Like,
are you a genre fan?
I'm the biggest genre fan there ever was. Okay. I'm a big fan of this festival. Okay. And the fact that I get to have two really unique movies that I'm so proud of airing back-to-back in the same exact theater is just a dream come true. With two of my greatest friends, too. The directors.
Okay, cool.
So it's been a lot of fun.
So, yeah, you're here for Life After Beth?
Yes.
Where you are the main character's brother.
I am, yeah.
Zach.
Yeah, yeah.
Read up on it. You're not even checking my notes.
I like it. You know what I mean? Looking.
Yeah, exactly. They're just there in case I need them. And that is, I mean, as the main character's brother, and we've all pretty much seen the trailer, so I would say your survival chances are slim.
You know what's funny? Technically, in a normal zombie film, you would be right. But Jeff Baena, who's evolving the genre rapidly.
Okay.
I might just have the best chance of surviving because the character I play is obsessed with guns.
Okay.
He wants nothing more than to shoot a lot of people. So the zombie apocalypse happening is in many ways his dream come true.
Okay.
Because he's a paranoid wannabe survivalist who now is just basically like a pig in filth. He's like, loving it.
Like all those, is he like one of those guys who has like, when he sits around drinking, his topic of conversation is the, like, what to do in the apocalypse.
Exactly. when you see him around the house, he's basically either listening to a police scanner or polishing a gun. He's just waiting for this to happen.
Yeah. It's funny, my friends and I have the plan, pretty much. Like, we're like, okay, we're gonna go to this gas station because it's near, like, a Super C, which is like a kind of a price club sort of place. It's near a Jeep retailer, so we can get a Jeep. And it's near a Canadian Tire where they sell guns.
You got it all planned out. You'll survive. You and Kyle Orfman will both survive.
We're set.
The apocalypse.
We also have a friend who works at the hospital. So, like, he's dead, but we think
he'll have, like, the access to penicillin and stuff. Okay, good.
No, but he can call us. He'll be like, patient zero is here. I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Because I'm at the hospital.
Yeah.
You guys should get going. And then, I guess they're both comedies, right?
Yeah, they are.
Like,
yeah.
Like I was going to say, like, they're both
horror incredibly comedies. Odd comedies.
And, exactly. And Suburban Gothic is more starring you, I guess. Like, not to say, like, you're not a star of.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
After
no,
Bad.
I hear you. Yeah, exactly.
Suburban Gothic is, like, it's all you.
It is.
Face on the poster, you're screaming in terror. Kat Dennings behind you.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, like, sort of a send-up of, like, the 90s.
It is. Like, it's a little bit of a combination of, it's a love letter that Ricky wrote to William Castle.
Okay.
And to John Waters. And
who's in it.
Yeah, exactly. Right? So. I know. What an honor that is. And just, you know, drive-in slumber party movies that you'd see late night at a drive-in movie theater.
It sort of reminded me of the, at least like the trailer and stuff, like a little bit of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but like
oh,
the
yeah.
film.
Interesting. Like, oh, yeah, like, with Luke Perry, the Luke Perry
Yeah,
thing.
Exactly, like the
it
Luke
is.
Perry one.
It's just
like,
a really fun time. Right. We had a great time making it.
Cool. So, are you guys here for a while, or are you just here for the weekend?
Sadly, I have to go back to work. I work on a TV show that's filming right now, so I go back tomorrow night.
Okay.
But
you're barely here.
Trying to make the most of it. I love the city, man. I love what I've seen of it.
Yeah, so I guess it's unfortunate when you're more the Hollywood type that you don't get to come to, like, the whole festival. Because some of the indie films guys get here, like, at the day one.
I would
and
love
just, like,
that. I would love to be able
time.
To stay and see a lot of these things. But
do you have any other movies at the festival? And you're probably not going to get to check them out.
Yeah, I would
out,
love
but...
to see Faults. I would love to see that one with the girl's machetes for hands.
That's one of the Japanese ones.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Live?
Yeah,
we saw Faults yesterday.
How was it?
It was fan...
My friend Leland Orser and Mary's. Yeah, they're both in it.
It was, like,
fantastic. Like, it's so weird what it does. Because it's like, like the first like 30 minutes is like played almost for slapstick.
Oh, nice.
And you're just sort of like, you're like laughing, and it like really lightens the mood and everything. But then, I mean, you know the point of the film. Is, like,
okay. Surprise me. I'm excited.
Exactly. Well, if you've seen the trailer, I'm just saying. It's like, you know that it could get serious, mm-hmm. and it's just, it...
I'm so curious.
It tips back and forth, and like to the point where, because the mm-hmm. beginning mm-hmm. was funny, you feel like, awkward what? The entire
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
like,
just, yeah.
Sort of make, it's like unsettling in like the best way.
Oh, good. So, I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, there's your films. Well, like of the two, I guess which one? I'd say which one are you more excited for? That's a bad question. Mm-hmm. But
I'll tell you, I'm excited for both of them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm chewing.
That's fine.
I feel like Ricky's movie, Suburban Gothic, was in many ways made for this crowd. It's sort yeah. of an outsider film made by outsiders for outsiders.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyone that loves the genre. And it's also meant to be seen in a sort of public space.
Yeah.
And my hope is that it has sort of a warm response here.
Well, have you ever been to the festival before?
I've never been. I tried to come when I was in Excision, Ricky's last film.
Okay.
It just seems like my type of people. So
yeah,
I'm really excited.
No, like the audience here is great. Like, it's just like they cheer the gore, they boo the bad guy.
Oh,
they like
good.
They'll do like basically just like they run with it. We went to like last night the midnight movie was Zombievers.
Yeah.
Which is like a low budget but mostly practical effect with like animatronic Zombievers.
I would love that. That's
exactly.
Right,
but it's just
alley.
Sort of like a film that would like if your audience is like too cool, they're not gonna like get into it.
Yeah.
But they're just like everyone is cheering everything and booing everything
good.
And like cracking up and you're just sort of like, oh, okay, like
so happy to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. So for Suburban Gothic, we work with Kat Dennings and
Ray Wise.
Yeah. And that one, I guess, you're supernatural in that one. So you go from zombie hunter to having powers.
Exactly.
It's a pretty big year for you.
It's a big year for me in the genre world. I know, I go from killing zombies to hunting ghosts and seeing horrific visions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of the two, like, which one's
in
more
real life,
Matt?
If you were like, I'm more of a ghost guy than a zombie
guy?
Hunter. Definitely
okay.
better with the ethereal than with the hand-to-hand combat thing. So definitely a ghosty. Ghost
so you just say you feel better hunting ghosts than hunting zombies?
That's my dream is to hunt ghosts. I hope one day, I really do, I love, I'm a big fan of like, well, cryptozoology as well, but I would love to, become a full-time ghost hunter.
You're just sort of like, yeah, filmmaker, actor, model, no.
Ghost
fuck,
hunter.
Fuck it.
I'm a fucking ghost hunter, man.
And for when are we going to, I guess, see your movies here, right? Because you're a filmmaker.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. Hopefully soon. I just finished another script. Hopefully going to make that when I have some time off. I've been very fortunate to be so busy acting that I haven't had the sort of required time to focus on my own film, but
we've been making shorts, though, within your project, right? Like, you did the stuff for Steve Zissou.
Yeah, exactly.
And you did the stuff for On Criminal Minds, too. Like,
yeah. Oh, man, thanks for doing the research. Exactly. Yeah. And definitely I'll be here one day with a genre.
You think you'd go genre?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's what I love.
They also screen a lot of shorts here, too, right?
Oh,
so you
cool.
don't even need to go feature.
Maybe I'll... Yeah. You know, at this point, I was thinking about it. When I make my next thing, I'm going to make a feature.
You're going to go feature?
A full tilt.
Do you have any... Like, if you're going to go genre, do you have an idea? Like, where you'd head?
Into hopefully terrain that has never been explored. I'd like to do something that slightly reinvents parts of the genre.
Okay,
we'll see.
It's kind of always where you want to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's like one of, I think, like the big, basically, like to me, like one of the standout genre films of the past few years is Cabin in the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you're just
how
like,
marvelous that was. I loved it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're just like, you're watching that, and as a fan, you're just like,
oh, yes.
You're so happy
you're
about everything.
To it. They did a great job.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a masterpiece.
I was so happy that basically, I guess, Joss Whedon and like got like exposure from Avengers because that movie had trouble getting distribution, right? Like,
no,
that came out like a year or two after they finished it because they were like, "Oh, this is too quirky, too weird." But then they had a name attached to it because of Avengers, and I was like,
"I love it, man! He rode that wave wonderfully."
So you're gonna go zombies, werewolves, vampires, or all of them?
It would be sort of an odd hello, Aubrey. It would be like a. Something you've never seen before. I'm talking about whole new territory.
Whole new territory?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And now, the million-dollar question.
Oh, I like your press pass.
Okay. Thanks. Did you have a nice sleep?
I had a great sleep. How was yours? He was scared of being outside because he said bugs are going to eat
too many bugs. There was a lot of gross bugs.
Okay. In his defense?
In his defense, there was like a pile of bugs crawling
around. Gotcha. Okay. That's good to know.
It wasn't completely.
It wasn't just totally being crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, so I guess, just to wrap it up, who was a bigger deal to meet, Bill Murray or John Waters?
Oh, that's a great, that's a great question. Holy smokes.
I can see them both being really big deals.
I know. They were two of the nicest guys I've ever met. And two of my idols and mentors. I don't know. I was so lucky to get to work with both of them. I got to play John Waters had me actually dress up as him and introduce and MC.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah, young John. I looked just like him when he was a little younger.
Draw the mustache on.
Exactly. I would have to say equally magical.
That's awesome.
And that's a great question. Those are two of like the highlights of my life. Is
I can imagine.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Like it's just sort of like, especially if you're a fan
Isn't
of
that
film.
Funny?
Fan,
I know. Yeah.
And you just and it's like you're like not to say like you cross those off. Like there's where to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like,
I know.
Like,
there's
I
no
peaked,
else. Steve Martin is the last. The last dream.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was like Chevy Chase is in town for Just for Laughs, and we're like a bunch of us in the press are like simultaneously excited and terrified to possibly meet
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're just sort of like, oh, it's like you hear so many stories about Chevy, and you're like, yeah. Sometimes he's gold and like the sweetest man, yeah. And then you hear these like nightmares. You're like, oh man, are we excited to meet Chevy? Not.
Bill
like,
and John are both wonderful.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
should.
Yeah.
You'll meet them one day.
Hopefully.
You'll love it.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, I think if I'm not mistaken, John's been here.
I'm sure he has.
He came for one of the ones that he did with Johnny Knoxville, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, this was yeah. Year Zero, but yeah. But yeah, it was great.
Alright,
so cool. All right, so we'll wrap this up. You probably have other people to
thanks.
Talk to.
Thanks.
I'm super excited for these two movies.
Oh, thanks a lot. And, I'm really excited to see how they're received. Yeah.
I think so. That's last question. Do you know what kind of regular distribution they're getting? Are they gonna?
Yeah, Life After Beth comes out August 8th. A24 Films
like
is
release?
Releasing. I believe it is wide.
Okay.
I'm not sure though. And then this is Suburban Gothic tonight. This is the first time anybody's seeing it besides me or the producers.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it once.
And so you don't really know the distribution on that
No
yet.
One knows. I think they're looking for it. Yeah.
So shopping it?
Exactly.
Well, it's one of the places to do it, right?
Yeah, man.
Cool, man. Great.
Cool. Thanks for
That's
everything.
Awesome.
Excellent. A pleasure.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's me again. Just a quick reminder. 9to5.cc is a fan-made, fan-supported website. That means we don't have any sort of an advertising budget. The only way we really have to get our name out there is by our fans sharing us, liking us, and supporting us. So if you enjoy what we're doing, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're there. Tell your friends that this podcast is happening, then it's a lot of fun. Also, if you like what we're doing, we do have a podcast for the rest of the year, John and I, called 9to5 Entertainment System that we do with the other founders of the sites, Scott and Sophie, and we also have another podcast that we do through the rest of the year called Go Plug Yourself for myself and Walter J. Ling, talk to people that have interesting stuff coming up in Montreal. So once again, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, we're on both of them. If you see us at the festival, come say hey, and keep listening and keep enjoying the show. We're going to try to keep having episodes pretty much on a daily basis. Fantasia's been so great so far, so yeah, I'm done. Here we go. Thanks for listening.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.